Thank you, sir. Mr. Haldeman. There you are.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Bob. Well, Roger's really ecstatic. He called me. He called me. Good God. He's really successful. I don't know. He sort of surprised me. He said, this is great as a fun speech. But it wasn't that, of course. But it was a goddamn good speech.
It
touched people.
That thing is coming through, all the way through, in all of these things. The calls, you've talked to him, and did you talk to the vice president?
Yeah, I talked to him, and of course.
Billy Graham?
And Graham. I talked to those three because I felt I should.
Well, Henry was the first one to call you, and then the Attorney General, Hope Lewis, Dole, Mulcahy.
I heard about all those.
Rockefeller.
Yes, right. Rockefeller called. Well, the hell with him, but nevertheless, that's fine.
We got a report from Reagan, and he made the point that although the factual, he said the factual material was very effective and effectively refuted the scare tactics of the other side, but the most moving portion was where he was obviously speaking from the heart. And that he'll, of course, continue to speak out in favor of the policy. Johnny Rhodes says you set the record straight, laid to rest the false rumors. Don't think anyone who saw his speech could have any doubt as to his dedication to making Vietnamization work. Weicker, which is interesting, said he made a very, very effective presentation. In my statement to the press, I will emphasize the fact that the stepped withdrawal rate will go a long way to reducing American ground combat role by the end of this year. And that's, he's found a way to go with his thing, you know.
Yeah.
Congressman Forsyth said he's really staying with his plan. Wonderful. I had hoped he could have gone further, but I'm reaching for something where we're really going to be out sometime soon. I know he has the courage to stay on his course. The chart he showed was excellent. But a lot of comment on the chart. Cliff Hansen said the president, despite constant criticism from those political enemies who distort the facts, has held a true course in winding down American involvement in Indochina. Again, reported straightforwardly, keeps his promise but needs our support. Personal duty of every loyal American to refuse to allow criticism to go unchallenged. Senator Scott says, I know he has a timetable, and for obvious reasons he cannot tip his hand to the enemy, but the most important fact is we are getting out of the war. We are bringing our people home. We have cut the casualties significantly. President Eisenhower said he would end the Korean War, and he did it. President Nixon has said he would end our involvement in South Vietnam, and he is doing it. I urge all Americans to lend their support to his goal to end the war.
Hear from any cabinet officers?
Yeah.
Which, besides Rogers?
But, as I told you, Attorney General...
Yeah, but that would explain that.
Is
that's
waiting
right.
to call. And then Romney, we took a message on.
That's right, I don't need to call him.
Said was very clear and understandable. The people are fed up with the war, and they'll be disappointed the rate wasn't faster, but I personally agree with his policy, and he will be down by next spring. Hodgson, the real emotional charge conveyed feeling of steadiness. Eastern press will blast him, but it'll die out. He gave the impression that he was elected to bring steadiness, and he'll not react to moods. And that. See, that's what's coming through. Raj Morton says, super. He will get a lot of flack, but he explained it so well that he'll shoot a hole in the congressional resolution for a 72 pullout. He was unusually relaxed and confident. He really got through to the people. His leadership came through. Blunt says, very clear and strong. You couldn't miss the point. The only ones who won't understand are the ones who don't want to understand. Volpe says, more calm, rational, and cool manner than he's ever done on Vietnam. He was so sincere. The Kevin Taylor ending was just the right touch. He nailed down very well why we won't give a pullout date. And
that's fine.
Okay, you've got a lot of damn good. The union stuff is sensationally good.
Like what?
Like
George Meany? No.
I don't have Meany.
Brennan?
We don't check
anybody.
Interest. Let me, wait a minute, let me.
But who? What union people?
Well, just a second, let me find them. Got him. Okay. Also, President of Laborers, I don't know which one it is, International. The whole country should stand behind the President. He's the best position to know what to do. Michael May, New York Firefighters. The President is doing the best anyone could possibly do. I don't think the President should get out too fast. We must not have sacrificed our people for nothing. And John Greiner, the government employees, President, tell the President he's with him all the way. Frank Rafferty, Painters International. Doesn't think the withdrawal should be any faster. Supports the President. Will issue a statement in the morning. Support down the line. Jesse Calhoun, President of Marine Engineers. The President is doing exactly the right thing. He'll support him and get the word to everyone he can.
Tell
textile workers is excellent, outstanding. Couldn't agree more.
Well, tell Colson to follow up on these things.
He's
got to follow up.
C.L. Dennis, Railway Brotherhood, backs the President completely. Will issue a statement and get to his members and ask for support. Fitzsimmons of the Teamsters, solidly with the President, will issue a statement of support.
Good.
Tom Boyle, chemical workers, wants to wait till he reads the papers tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Fine, okay.
Jeff
What about any other cabinet officers? That's all we got. The rest of the sons of bitches are sitting around waiting. You haven't heard? What about Connolly? He would have called, I would think.
No, don't have.
That's right.
Don't have his checks. They may have. The board is completely jammed, so they.
Yeah, they may have called Rose.
Some get through and some don't, and they may have gotten Rose.
That's right. I don't mind. I just wanted to know.
I've got a bunch of the businessmen if you want any of those.
Well, none of them are worth a shit. I don't know.
Okay.
Unless you think there's one that is. If you want to, tell me one.
You really got to Mulcahy. He says, I watched with a group of 20 people. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. The greatest speech by a president of the United States. Absolutely superb. Never has a president spoken so beautifully and sincerely. Fantastic reaction from our entire group. Ranged from 17
That's
to
good.
70 in age.
Good.
Tell the president he has my life and my fortune.
That's right. That's the best thing. To hell with the other businessmen. They won't do a goddamn thing either with their lives or their fortunes, except, you know, screw somebody else.
President Tuskegee thought it was very good. Mayor Patterson, New Jersey, said it was extremely well done. Use of charts, most effective. Most impressive aspect of all was President's sincerity. He has never seen the president come across better on a person-to-person basis.
Well, it'll give the television people something to worry about.
Robert Terrell, professor at Indiana. President obviously sincere, gave a moving presentation that was artfully worded and convincing. Listened with a group of friends who are not at all friendly to the administration, but they too were moved by the president's remarks, especially the last few minutes when he spoke extemporaneously.
Okay. Well, that does it. I think that's pretty good.
It's
in any event, we shook him up a little. I don't know what we did with the people. Who knows? But you know, the most important thing is don't ever tell anybody about what Kelly did to the people. Let everybody think this did it. If anything happens.
I know.
It may not.
I don't know. We'll see.
It probably will level off. I think it probably will level off at 52-3, and that's it.
You got the conservatives. The Yaffs thought it was great.
The Yaffs?
Yeah.
Well, they should. For Christ's sakes, I was for everything they ever thought.
The most impressive he's ever heard. And the chairman of the American Conservative Union, Stan Evans,
oh, he's good.
This is the active support of most American conservatives, and he would have liked to see some discussion of the strategic atmosphere.
Oh, shit. I know, that's what Buchanan wants to write.
But he's going to give you strong editorial support. Buchanan thought it was magnificent. He was...
Was he pleased?
Very, yeah. Ray Price said it was overall excellent, extremely powerful ending, delivery very persuasive, chart highly effective, tone right, presentation lucid, delivery superb.
Mm-hmm.
Mark
okay.
Good thought the off-the-cuff remarks at the end were sensational.
Good as no, but...
Garman, absolutely first-rate on all counts. Substance and delivery, particularly the last few minutes, outstanding.
Yeah, that was Blasher's, so you suggested all that. Well, good.
Dent made the same point. Buchanan said, magnificent and very moving.
Yeah, good. They all loved the last,
yeah.
But anyway, the last took me about 8 hours to write.
Well, it was worth it.
Okay. Fine, Bob. Thank you.
All right.